You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome hour three back of Mino and the Mayor with Shannon Cohen, who is sitting in for Johnny because he's on vacation for a couple days. Well
Thanks
deserved.
For sticking with me.
Oh yeah, you're awake now.
Well, it's getting there. Maybe. I do have to say this: there was something very sweet that just happened before we went on the air. Michael was going to make some notes, and he was looking for a pen, and Shannon, without even thinking, gave up her pen to Michael.
Okay, see?
Yeah, he was like, no.
Now,
I'm like,
Mino would never have done
no,
that.
No, not now. No, there's, see, we know there's no I in team. Johnny doesn't know. That is,
thank you.
All right, so we're all set because Michael's going to stick around. We're going to talk a little bit about Simple Life Hospitality in just a few minutes. But first, we want to welcome everybody back to hour number three. Weather. Green Bay, 45 degrees. Did
still?
You see that? Well, still, but it's going to be, we're going to have a pretty good week coming up here. Wait till this weekend, 70. It's going to be awesome. Appleton's 43, Oshkosh 43. And here we are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to get to that a little bit later. I still think we need to talk more about that, how important that is, that our kids learn what really happened. Because
absolutely,
we're talking, well, we're not, Shannon's, you could be my daughter. But when we were in school, it was undiscovered land by Columbus. You know what I mean? Like, we don't really talk about the Indians being here and some of the other stuff. So it's pretty cool that we understand
shifted.
It's just more than that. I mean, it's worth celebrating because, you know, discovering the Americas is very cool. But Christopher Columbus deserves his day. And then there was this whole thing that, you know, of course, I thought if Mino was here today, he'd be bragging that, you know, some people think he was Italian, but he wasn't. He was, you know, born in Portugal.
Not sure.
Well, he was born in Spain. Jewish guy. Yeah. Anyway.
Nice.
You know how he got his money to do all that?
What?
Like,
didn't the queen give it to him?
No, it's his in-laws. Yeah.
Are you talking about Columbus?
Yeah.
So there's a book called The Jews of Spain, and it's a very fascinating story that Columbus's trip was not funded by Ferdinand and Isabella.
Ah.
It was funded by wealthy Jews from Madrid.
I thought it was his wife's parents that funded that trip.
Maybe.
I gotta go back to school.
But the day he left, interestingly enough, on his expedition, was the day the Inquisition began. So there's speculation. Was Columbus Jewish?
Oh, I think but they did some DNA thing. He is.
Really?
Yeah.
They actually
100%?
On ABC News this morning they made that announcement.
Was this morning?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well,
they tested his brother and a couple
other
things.
Like literally on the national news this morning they brought that up.
Oh, I did not know that.
Have you ever seen that ship he came over on? Mm. Oh my God, we had it here a couple times for the Tall Ship Festival. It used to come every 4 hours. I mean, that thing's a dinghy. I just can't believe they did that. I'm like, where the hell are we going to park this thing? And you get down there, it's on a dock. You look down and like, that's it? Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's fascinating.
It is. It's fascinating. So anyway, we want to celebrate that Indigenous Peoples Day and it's okay to talk about Christopher Columbus too. So anyway, Michael Friedman is in the house and we are going to talk a lot of it about Simple Life Hospitality. You're the guy that can help people if they would like to rent their homes for events, not just the NFL draft, which is, I'm going to talk to you about that, but even Packer games. And Todd, I just got to tell you, I have to read something. So this weekend, we're going to get together with some friends after the game.
Okay.
And I don't really like going out on Sunday nights, I'll admit that, but we haven't seen them in a while. Oh, we got to get together. We should get together. So this was on Friday. We set it up. So Friday at 9 in the morning, they're like, oh, yeah, cool. We'll see you there. We have an Airbnb. We're renting out our house, Airbnb, this weekend. Not sure how long cleaning will take, but we'll see you Sunday evening. So then Sunday at yesterday at 4:18. So the game's over.
Yep.
4:18. They puked in our bedroom by our bed. David's shampooing the carpeting. Thankfully, we have a Bissell, whatever that is.
It's a carpet cleaner.
Okay, shampooer, couch has to be clean. Spilled something that broke one of my plants. Ugh, not happy. Drank a lot of booze, mostly ours. Can't make it.
That's terrible.
I knew you were going to come out this morning.
Welcome to the world of vacation rentals.
I just thought, what a better, you know, and I didn't make, I mean, that. It was yesterday, which I'm after I got that. It was 4:18. We're supposed to get together at 6. I'm like, I'm okay with that because I didn't really feel like going out. But I wish it would have been another excuse. I feel bad for them because they have a nice house, but just risk, huh? And people were texting some other friends. There's a group of us getting together. You know, you should document the damages and file a claim with Airbnb. I don't know how that all works, and I don't really want to talk about that. They could have gone to you and really...
They could have. You know, I mean, obviously, that's what we do professionally. That's really our focus is a property management firm that specializes in short-term vacation rentals. People who have, you know, second or third homes who are looking to rent those out, mostly in Door County, North Woods, here in Green Bay, some down in Lake Geneva, a couple in Florida. But really, our forte and, you know, what we do best is renting out people's homes who have a second or third home. That want to, you know, generate rental revenue on it when they're not staying there for a lot of part of the season or the year. And then obviously with the upcoming NFL draft, we saw an opportunity as a company to help individuals who might be interested in taking, you know, that week or those few days around the draft to rent out their primary residence as well. And I know I've been on the show before and we've talked, John and Jim and I have talked about that and what that looks like as well.
And I think that's cool that but Americans, we're getting, frugal isn't the right word, but it's pretty cool that the largest room rental hotel chain is not Marriott or Hampton, or Hilton, it's Airbnb.
Well, yeah. It's Airbnb. And, you know, and Airbnb is, you know, obviously a portal or a site. We call it an OTA, an online travel agency that, you know, we use regularly where we put our homes on that site so we can generate guests and guest traffic. And there's others that are great, like Vrbo and, you know, Whimstay and some other smaller ones. We use a boutique site called Serenity, which is phenomenal for luxury homes and things like that. Cool. But we, you know, we obviously Airbnb is massive now and it's continuing to grow in what they're doing. But it gives us that conduit so we can expose literally those properties to guests globally. And I hope they rent them out.
And it's funny, the largest cab company is Uber. You know, it's not even a cab company. I just think it's cool that we're taking an asset that's underutilized and turning it into revenue. And I think that's smart.
It is, you know, and when, you know, we looked at the draft coming to Green Bay, it was one of those things, you know, where it's been done in Detroit and KC, and, you know, we've got the World Cup coming up and the finals are in New York. I actually had someone reach out to me about, do you rent out homes in New York City? Because we want to rent our house out there. Yeah. You know, it's near the Meadowlands. But here in Green Bay, we're excited because it's not just it's helping people who want to, you know, generate that extra income. And that extra income for some people is really a big deal. And it could be substantial.
But there's people who've sent their kids to college on their parking revenue.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you that front lawn. And
absolutely.
We had a governor one time that says, you know, we're going to tax that. He's lucky he stayed in office. Oh, no, I guess we're not because that's a big deal. New York, though, our rules here. They're a little bit different because of all the different municipalities. Mm-hmm. I mean, the county oversees the 24 municipalities, and you know, they've been through the house and done the inspection. And then the municipalities have different rules, how many days, and I don't know why we can't get more consistent on that. But New York, they're not too warm. They're not too high on Airbnbs.
People are not
going to Jersey now.
Yeah, right? they're going to Jersey. They're going outside to Westchester County. Right. They're going to Long Island, into the Hamptons. And so company I used to work for before, we managed quite a few homes in the city in Manhattan. And when the Airbnb regulations went into place, we had to move everything from, you know, 2 and 3 night minimums to 30-day minimums. Right. So think about having the 30-day minimum where that's all you can do. Yeah. But we pivoted. We made it. We did some good things, and it made sense. And, you know, obviously, I think one of the biggest things that we're doing here, especially with the draft, is we're focused on making sure that all of the homes that we have in our rental program, whether they're for the long haul, meaning it's a leisure home, but especially for the draft for that week, are permitted properly, because Jim knows, And we've made sure that all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted, and we're doing it the right way.
That's good.
Because the fines can be significant. I just want to get back to Wisconsin, especially Green Bay. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say I think the mayor of New York has bigger things to worry about than Airbnb.
Way bigger things than a little vacation rental company. So, yeah.
Okay, Eric, go at it. But, yeah. Hey, here in Green Bay, a revenue source, and I just read that text, but these are people who went on their own and tried it, and I'm sure they've made a lot of money. And it's like, you know, every 10th one could be not work out. You know what I mean? I don't know what the statistics are for rentals, but, you know, they tell you that when you have a rental property that, you know, you really can't budget 12 months every year because, you know, things are going to happen. I felt bad for them because they have a really nice house, and I'm sure they spent the weekend cleaning it up. But talk to me a little bit more about what Simple Life Hospitality can do in terms of vetting the client, like, because people aren't always as truthful as they might, as we might want to believe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we do the best we can. I wish there was a system that out there was that 100% foolproof, but there isn't.
Right.
And all we can really do is make sure that when a person does rent the home, we collect the proper information, you know, whether it be, you know, a copy of their driver's license, you know, and another information that helps us determine that, yes, this person is who they say they are. We are going to go one step further, and I think I mentioned this on the show last time, is that we are going to go one step further, and we're going to deeper dive on the validation of who that person is, as far as making sure that we not just collect their photo ID, but we're getting their phone number and email address, because the system we're going to use allows us to see, and it's really kind of cool. It allows us to see if that phone, you know, is a burner phone, meaning it's just a phone that someone just bought. It shows us when that email address was actually created. So if it was created on Thursday, they got the phone on Wednesday and they're trying to book Friday. It could be a red flag.
So we're here with Big Brother Michael Friedman. Wow.
Thanks, guys.
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean,
but if you own a house, wouldn't you want somebody doing that?
I was going to say, that's probably the most valuable asset you own.
There are some interesting things out there. I have a friend, Dan, who lives in Denver, and he was showing me something recently that, you know, he's like, give me that phone number. And he put this phone number into some program. I don't know what it was, but he actually was able to, you know, this person lives here. It's a real phone. It's a real person. It says who they are.
Right.
So there are some interesting technology tools out there, but we're really making sure that, again, all those T's are crossed, I's are dotted. And more importantly, you know, we have insurance products in place that should damage occur. We're there to cover it and help the owner out.
Because I bet you going after it, I bet you that's tough. I don't know.
It's very difficult.
But, okay. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about setting the price. I mean, you don't want to price yourself out of the market and sit there with an empty home. So let's talk about that. And then I want to talk about that new smoke detector we were talking about at break.
Sure.
So, all right.
Absolutely.
We're going to be right back. This is Mino and the Mayor. However, special guest here with Shannon Cohen and Michael Friedman. We're going to be right back talking a little bit more about Simple Life Hospitality and how to make a little cash renting out your home. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Regina, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Maryland. We'll talk about who started the fire in just a second. Welcome back. This is Mind on the Mayor with Michael Friedman and Shannon Cohen, and we are talking about Simple Life Hospitalities. And Michael was talking before we went to break how these people were renting a home and they wanted to put a fire in the fireplace and it was cold. They didn't want to go out in the garage and get the wood. So they just took an $800 chair and broke it up and So those are the kind of things you got to watch out for, right, Michael?
Those are the things you have to watch out for. I mean, I'll tell I'll tell one more. We had a house we managed down in Charleston, South Carolina, and the family rented it for the week. And it rained that whole week. So they had two kids, and the kids were going crazy. They went to Home Depot, bought 100 pounds of sand, and built sandcastles on the living room floor.
Why?
Wow.
Right?
What goes through people's
I'm glad about, see, I don't have to worry about it, because you guys professionally clean the house
We do.
We got you signed up. Wow. Some people are a little crazy.
Yeah, people are nuts.
I hope you bet that, but yeah, they are.
Not all people, but most.
I think in terms of... there's so many upsides to that. We're talking about 5%, 3%, you know, that's probably very few that go wrong. But if you're going to rent your home out, if you're going to make money over the NFL draft, start thinking now. You know, people, what's going to happen is Christmas is going to come along, and then we're going to have snow, and then people are going to say, oh, the NFL draft is next month. I think I'm going to. Well, it's going to be too late.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you're bringing that up. So one of the things I wanted to mention is that we met as a team, and we decided that our cutoff for taking any new homes to put into our draft program is going to be right around the Super Bowl. And the reason being, it sounds like, you know, early February is too soon, but the reality of it is, and, you know, obviously we can bend that a little bit, but a lot of it is dependent upon how quickly those permits can be done. Because if we're, you know, a lot of people are thinking last minute, and there's a 3 month or 4 month backload, we're not going to be able to get that home ready to get it live and rent it out. So our intent is to cut off homes, accepting new homes, basically at the Super Bowl.
Do you have homes booked right now already for the draft?
We do. We're starting that. And, you know, one of the things we're starting to see is that the bookings are slowly coming in. But, you know, most of them are for the four nights, coming in Wednesday, leaving on Sunday, since really the main days of the draft are that Thursday, Friday. We're starting to see that traffic already. But people who are still considering it, I think, have to really be thinking about it now. Even our backlog, you know, the time it takes us from assigning on a home to getting it ready to doing the photography, the permitting, what's the right timing to put it on Airbnb and VRBO, because there's algorithms about where the home ranks and things like that. And it's an important, you know, piece to consider.
And I think when the person for you to consider, I mean, you're running the business side, but for people who are thinking about it, this is kind of a good thing to do. I mean, we've never rented our home out before, but it does a couple things. One is you kind of declutter a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, do we really need that? It's, you know, and with kids, of course, we got rid of most of our kids' stuff, but that's been kind of interesting to do, you know, a room a week and just kind of look at this. The other thing is to make sure that your house is up to code, and they'll come through your house and they'll be, you need this, we have smoke detectors in our house, and we have a carbon monoxide one, but we didn't have it where they wanted it. Oh, you got to put it up here in the bedroom area. I'm like, okay. So anyway, I ordered them from Amazon, which is great, and put it in. All you got to do is like turn it on. It was nothing to do. And the night before, it's like, deet, deet. And this thing goes off. I'm like, oh my God, there's carbon monoxide. And so the first thing I do is go check on my dog. I should have probably asked Donna how she was doing. But I'm like, Milton, you okay, man?
Probably.
I know. But I kind of went into his room. I'm like, are you okay? And then I took I went and got to my little ladder, and I took it down, and I put it outside, and it kept beeping. So that means it wasn't carbon monoxide, right? Because outside there isn't there. So then I went and got the program. Well, I woke Donna up. I said, would you go get the program and read about this thing? And if it's beeping every minute on the minute, it's the battery. It was this 10 year battery. So we called the company and they're like, no, don't worry about it. We'll send you one. Sorry about that. But it's just cool to have the right stuff in your house, whether you're going to rent it out or not.
It is. You know, there's so much great technology out there. I was sharing earlier something we use in all of our rental homes, the leisure homes we manage, is a device called Minut, MINUT. And what it does is it detects noise, but it also detects the number of people that are actually in the home. And then also it detects smoking like cigarette or marijuana smoke. Wow. So what it does
again,
for
us. Again,
we are
here with George Orwell from the Michael Friedman.
we're able to get a notification. So if, let's say, the house is sleeping four, we know there's four guests, but now it's detected that there is a large occupancy. It picks up IP addresses from different things and phones. We can see how many people are in the house. And then also we get notified if a noise level reaches above a certain decibel level that we set, and then it detects smoke. So if someone's smoking in the house, and it just gives us a lot of protection for making sure that, you know, we are caring for the property like we said we're gonna do.
I hope you take that when you leave. I don't want that in my house.
No. For the draft houses, we don't think we'll have to necessarily use those in the draft homes. I think with what we have in place, you know, it's just another added feature. We probably could put them in there, Jim. Yeah. We just haven't talked about that really, as far as just a one-off for 4 days.
It is not anxious because we're looking forward to this and we can get to do some things we've been wanting to do. But our neighbors are awesome. Matter of fact, both our neighbors, one's from the East Coast and one has family in like Idaho. The kids are all coming in for the, so they're going to keep an eye on our house too. You know what I mean? We told them we're going to be renting our house during the draft. They're like, well, that's awesome. Where are you guys going? We're going to, but so anyway, with, I don't think we need that. Maybe the weed detector, though. That we might. I don't know. I don't know. But take it out when you leave.
Because Jim needs to be able to smoke weed at home.
Well, right, I wouldn't want one in my house. So, you know, no comment, but, you know.
All right. So, you know, we've got another guest coming. I want you to stick around, Michael, because you're going to find this interesting with this Oshkosh Public Museum. But tell us, you know, we've got some interest in renting our homes out. Where do we go?
Well, it's really easy. Just go to simplelife.com. There's a tab that we have for the NFL draft. That's right there. You can put your information in if you're looking to rent your home out or if you're actually looking for a place to stay. And it's just a great little feature. And again, simplelife.com. It's really easy.
Cool. When people want to rent their house out, we read in the paper these crazy prices. Do you help with the price point?
Oh, absolutely. That's something we do. I mean, we have a full-time dedicated revenue manager who handles all of our revenue for all of our homes. And she'll work with our team, our biz dev team, Alex, and making sure that the homes are priced properly. Where they need to be.
Right.
It's like real estate.
You overprice it, it's going to be empty. So exactly. Underprice it, you're leaving money on the table, and nobody wants to do that. All right. Hey, thank you, Michael. Stick around. Michael Absolutely. Friedman of Simple Life Hospitality. Shannon Cohen, who is in as our special sidekick today. This is Mind on the Mayor. Like, we're going to be right back.
It's all right if you love me. It's all right if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The last half hour, this went quick today.
It did.
Thank you for being here, Shannon.
Well,
Shannon
thank you
Cohen.
For having me.
And with Michael, he's sticking around from Simple Life Hospitality. We were talking earlier, we have different listeners that come in and out throughout the morning. We love history, and we're a couple things that are 100 years old here in Green Bay coming up, and one of our favorite cities in our listening area, we have all Northeast Wisconsin, is Oshkosh. It's just the grand, all the events they have down there. And Kate Still, you got some stuff happening.
Morning,
that's
Kate.
That's right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Kate.
And what, so 2024, tell me about this year with the Oshkosh Public Museum.
Happy to. So this is the museum's 100th year as a museum. Wow. We are coming up actually on 100 years to the day. OPM opened on November 8th, 1924. So pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. When I found out the day and that it was on a Friday, I told my team, I was like, I'm throwing a party. So that's what we're doing.
We love parties.
Yeah.
I do too.
Okay. So besides the cake with 100 candles on.
I don't mean
on,
to interrupt, Jim, but so this one up here is the 9th, and that is the 8th. I mean, so a lot of stuff happened in Northeast Wisconsin 100 years ago.
Think
that
about
weekend.
That. I mean, WBAY came on. That's our, you know, that's the same media station, you know, in all of Northeast Wisconsin. That's 1924. I mean, there was just some really cool stuff happening. The country had a lot of money, and people were kind of into doing great things, and I don't know where. So we got to get that back. Anyway, so Friday night, we're celebrating.
Friday night,
big party.
At the museum. Okay. I'm not allowed to have candles. No no flames in a historic building. But we are having champagne. So it's toast to a century. So come and enjoy some champagne. We'll have members of the Water City Jazz Orchestra for some live music.
Cool.
Not the entire orchestra. They wouldn't fit. So, but it's going to be a fun time.
Our parties are similar. I mean, ours is on Saturday. It's 100 years. Now, somebody said that to me. They said, really, 100 candles in a historic building? I'm like, I didn't invite the fire chief. So we'll get around.
I did.
Good choice. Good choice, Kate.
Wow.
Hey, so a celebration is more than that night, right? So tell us some of the other things that are going on throughout the year to help commemorate
well them. Some of it is past and gone, so you missed your chance. If you don't follow us on social media, you should follow us, says the marketing person.
Tell us how we do that.
Yes, good. But we have been under construction, and that I am happy to say the current phase is complete.
Yay.
So the second floor of the museum is open again. Yay. So if you haven't been recently to visit, you're going to want to come visit, check out our centennial exhibit. We're calling it Sawyer Saga. It's been a 3-part trilogy, and it's a small space in the museum, but it is full of really interesting history and some really incredible textiles. So I didn't realize that I was into this until I saw these exhibits, but you see the clothes that people wore. And I mean, I think I have a fairly good dress sense, but it's like, oh my gosh, they were fancy.
Very, very, very. This is so cool. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin. I've been to Oshkosh once, went to UW-Madison. I know. But this sounds fascinating to me as a history major and political science major in college. I love this. I think this is so cool.
And what I like about what you're doing and kind of what we're doing is people always sometimes say, oh, it wasn't that good back then. It was pretty good back then.
Right. There were, I mean, you know, they didn't have some of the things that we do now that make things nice.
My phone.
They can't have my freezer. I really am a fan of ice cream.
Air conditioning.
AC. Medical advancements. I'll keep going.
All right. But it's worth celebrating.
Like a weed detector.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We didn't have those. Yeah. But they had prohibition back then. So.
Yeah.
So what are the... You say that you were even surprised how much you kind of got into it. What were some of the major displays, features that are like, wow, this is like unbelievable?
Yeah, well, I am always amazed by what I learn about the museum's original home, which is the historic Sawyer home, that historic building. So the Sawyer family donated their home to the city, and then that opened as the museum in 1924. And that building is currently the only remaining original design by Tiffany Studios that you can visit anywhere in the world.
Ooh.
Wow. Now that's cool.
That's super
cool. I know. It's in Oshkosh. I mean, I think it is such an unexpected gem. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always learning about the stained glass, the design, the history. You know, it's fascinating.
So if we want to take part of this, I mean, I'm looking at your list here, but what do you recommend people do? I mean, you got the Toast to a Century coming up, but between now and then, there's got to be many. They can stop in at the museum and take a look, right?
Yeah, definitely. Stop and come in and visit. We, like I said, have that centennial exhibit. The second floor is open again, so you can stop in and see the Menominee clan story, the landscape Tiffany window. The best viewing of that is from the second floor. And this is Winnebago Land, which is a really fun sports recreation culture. There's a bowling game. So you want to stop in and see all of these exhibits. Definitely get tickets to Toast to a Century. You can find those at OshkoshMuseum.org. And we have another community celebration happening within the same week of Toast to a Century, because apparently I'm a glutton for punishment. So on November 2nd, we're hosting Day of the Dead, a Dia de los Muertos celebration at the museum.
Have you
guys ever been to one of those?
Mm-hmm. No, but I want to talk about that, but Todd is putting up on our, whatever you call that, on our screen, this picture in front of me. That's unbelievable, that museum. I haven't been there. That thing's gorgeous.
Give you a tour.
All right. I'm taking you up on that. I love history, and that is very, very cool.
Do you have a display of linens? Because he loves linens.
I do. I'm into that. I loved what they were doing back in the late 20s. I mean, before
this. Is it part of the textile thing? Are there some linens?
I mean, they must have some unbelievable table settings and the greatest china and.
Actually, that some of that is actually on view right now.
I'm there.
There we go, Jim.
I'm there.
It's just the luck of the draw. You know, everybody's got their thing.
That's right.
I don't often get to say, no, actually, we do have that right now. Yeah. You know,
they pick on me, but I'm comfortable with myself. I happen to like entertaining. So
absolutely. Yes. All right. I think you'll enjoy the dining room.
All right. You were talking about that. A little bit more on that Day of the Dead. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell
Day
me more
of the
about
Dead.
That. Yeah. Like why that doesn't, I don't get it.
Like, well, so yeah, Day of the Dead is, it's our third year doing this celebration. The Hispanic population is the most rapidly growing in our region, the most rapidly growing minority group. And this is really the perfect opportunity for us to highlight that culture and shine a light on those traditions, because Day of the Dead is about lost loved ones. Has anybody seen Coco?
Yes.
Yes.
Love it.
Right? Awesome movie. Again, put it on your list. Watch Coco. We're doing two free showings at the Time Theater on November 1st and 2nd. But it's a chance to look backward in our current moment, right? So to gather together and think about, remember our lost loved ones. And so for a history museum, you know, it really seemed like kind of a natural fit to what we do, what we preserve at the museum. And it's really fun. We have dancers, we have music, you know, mariachi, we do crafts.
Is
we have a
food?
Free day.
Is there food?
This year, I don't think we're having food.
Oh,
I we'll know. Come. But
right, we'll still
come. So Korea is right down the street.
Oh, right. So, perfect.
So the Day of the Dead, more of a Hispanic, but that's like All Souls Day, right? All Saints Day. That's what you're tying into a little bit.
Yeah, so it's I'm not the expert on this on staff, where I'm lucky to have a really great team of education folks around me, but they're all kind of related. It's kind of a mix of
very
these
cool
traditions. Yeah. It's really fun. It's a great day and it's free.
How better. Nice. How is your museum doing from a financial standpoint? I mean, sometimes those are tough to keep going, and you know, I don't know. I mean, you had obviously quite the philanthropist to donate the whole thing, but then after that it gets sometimes when they go to Day of the Dead, you gotta keep it going.
Yeah, the museum is fortunate to be a department of the city of Oshkosh, so
okay,
we are a blend of private and public funding, so really that's why above any specific group, we serve this community. The community is what has made it possible for us to reach this milestone. So we receive funding from the city. We also have a lot of very generous donors and members. We have grant funding. You know, we're a nonprofit. We're just slightly different than your kind of run-of-the-mill 501c3. Not that they're run of the mill. You know what I mean.
No, I do. Right. There's plenty of them out there.
Yes.
Tell me so somebody who doesn't really know Oshkosh, but I mean, besides plywood and your jeans, but what do we learn about Oshkosh when we're at that museum?
Well, I think you've learned a couple of things just on this few minutes, you know, that this historic Sawyer home is a destination. The Tiffany Interiors, that an institution like Tiffany Studios that has stained glass works in museums like the Met in New York, the Art Institute of Chicago, that we are a part of that history. Wow. Here in Oshkosh, you know, that we're a community, we're a public museum is astonishing. And that's part of the history of this area. That's part of the history of the Sawyer family, who left a lot of legacy in different ways here in Oshkosh.
Love it.
How did the Sawyers make their money?
Well, Edgar Sawyer was our benefactor, and he was involved in the lumber industry, but also the gas and electric railroads, you know, kind of you name it. He had cattle ranches in the southern U.S. He was kind of doing the cool name.
Edgar Sawyer. Sounds like he has a few bucks, doesn't it?
Right?
Yeah, well,
the
he
old
did,
pocket so. Watch.
Kind of like Jim Schmidt now. Like, that sounds like a guy that's got some cash.
Hey, that guy's hurting.
Nobody ever says that about my name.
That is like really, I think, sometimes, and I've said this so many times, I just think Americans sometimes, you know, it's 100 years old, 150 years old, tear it down. You know, whereas you go to Europe, you know, and That's nothing. So it's pretty cool that you captured this and that you're mm-hmm. celebrating it.
I love that there's so Absolutely. Many like secret, cool little hidden gems in yeah. Wisconsin. Yeah. Wisconsin yeah. is so amazing. And this just proves it even more.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
And we love your city.
Thank you.
Well, we've been down there many times.
Michael.
Well, no, Michael's got to get there. Michael,
I'll get down there. Over there from Madison. So.
Okay. But not besides the history, they got a lot of stuff going on. Like, they have big events. I mean, everybody knows EAA.
Yeah.
But
right.
They've done some other major things. The Grand, which is their theater down there, it's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's very cool. Your downtown has it going on. And Michael, you're a sports guy, but that Herd's kind of.
Yeah, that'll be great. Again, this season.
I was just checking out the Herd schedule to try and get down there for a game because it looks pretty cool. It's better than spending $600 on a ticket for the Bucks. So
let me know. I mean, we'll go.
No, I'd love to go with you guys. That would be fun. Road trip. We get John in and we'll go.
Oh boy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, just
so
we'll see.
Okay. Well, then forget John. So sorry, dude.
Shannon's in the house.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah. No, this is great that you're doing this and that you're just doing this for a job. I mean, you're really into this. And I think that
means a lot.
It does to the donors and to the visitors. I think that's very cool. Tell me, I want to get the connection with Tiffany. Is that the same Tiffany, the glass?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
Well, he was a businessman. He, there was a certain amount of commercialism, that I don't think we would associate with the early 20th century. But, Tiffany featured images of the historic Sawyer home in what is essentially a catalog, that we would use today.
Nice.
All right.
So
we're coming down there. Give us your address, like the bricks and mortar address, and then a little bit more on the website and Facebook.
Yeah. 1331 Algoma Boulevard for the Oshkosh Public Museum. And you can find more at oshkoshmuseum.org.
All right.
Wonderful.
This is great. Thanks for what you're doing, Kate. And we will see you in celebrating Oshkosh Public Museum 100-year celebration.
Very cool.
All right. This is Mino and the Mayor with Shannon Cohen and Michael Freeman. We're going to be right back.
With a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
All right. Welcome back. Wrapping it up. 9 minutes left here. Mine on the Mayor with our special guest in-house, Shannon. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you
Getting
for having
early.
Me.
Getting up early. This is awesome.
Yeah,
and all the things you're working on. And
amazing.
Michael Freeman with Simple Life Hospitality. We're going to talk to you in just a minute about how we can do more with both your organizations. But before that, let's just give one of our greatest sponsors a little shout out here, Pella. So Pella Windows and Doors, as you know, is just a great company here in Green Bay, Ashwaubenon. And they just have the best product, and it's that, you got to invest in your homes. That's the biggest asset you have. And mm-hmm. if you just let it go, it's like, why didn't we do that? So you should really set aside X amount of dollars a year, for some infrastructure upgrades. And we did that when we bought our house, and our house is about 120 years old, but it took time. I mean, we didn't have any money back then. but it's just, two windows a year or something, but what I like about Pella is they come over and, they got their, it's not a laptop. What do you call those?
Tablet.
And you can pick out the colors, different styles, different finishes. And not only do they have just a plethora of products, but they also install them. And if you get a really good window and it's not installed properly, you shouldn't really got a really good window.
Yeah, you could have problems.
You could have problems. So, we just love them. And right now they have this. No interest or something for 3 years. They didn't have that when I bought my windows. But it's a great program, and they got great product, great program. We talked earlier about how they test these things thousands and thousands of times. You don't want those latches to break, or especially on the doors. So, and they, some of those doors have like three latches on them, which it's just one turn, but it locks it in three places.
That's
which is
great.
I live in the hood, so I got to have that
you
kind of
do
stuff.
Not.
So that's why we have this great Pella product.
The hood.
There. So anyway, Shannon, again, thanks for getting up, coming in, co-hosting with us today. Tell us a couple things you're working on. We talked a little bit in the 6 o'clock hour and touched on it in the 7 o'clock hour, but some of the events you have coming up.
We have our 29th annual Bowl-a-thon.
Oh, first we'll just say that you are the development director at the new community shelter.
Thanks for the title and the raise. No, I'm actually the development associate.
Okay.
Chris Olson is our fabulous.
Oh yeah, she's great.
Development director.
And she listens. So Chris.
Chris is on the line already, Jim. Yeah, she'd like to talk to you about that.
I'm way down on the totem pole.
So yeah, we have our bowl-a-thon. Great, great event. I've yet to met a person that was like, "Oh, that bowl-a-thon was awful."
Yeah.
29 years. Raves how great. So check out newcommuteshelter.org. Also, remember, shop at Target. Every purchase earns you a vote, and you can cast each vote for the new community shelter now through December 31st, which is awesome. And at the end, we will receive a check from the Target Foundation.
And that costs the participant nothing.
Nothing.
You're going to shop at Target because they have great products, great service, great pricing.
Right.
So when you go there, say, look, I want to sign up for the, what's it called,
Target Circle.
Target Circle. I want to sign up for Target Circle. And then every time you do a transaction, whether you buy a loaf of bread or you buy a shirt or whatever you buy there, you get a point.
You get a vote. You get a community support vote.
Okay. And then you go home and you log on and you support New Community Shelter.
Yep. And you cast your vote and you can cast it to the New Community Shelter.
Of course you will.
Of course.
I mean, there's other ones, but they're not in our listening area. So that's why we're focused on New Community Shelter at this time. And we'll promote it for anybody who wants to do it. But all right. So that's a cool thing. The bowl-a-thon is you get sponsors of $100 and mm-hmm. then you bowl. And that is a good event. Todd and I bowled the last couple of years and it has food, drink, and just
a grill that we're going to have as part of our
giveaway or the wrap. Jim last year would not let me take any pictures because he was so embarrassed.
Yeah, I like eagle.
I thought you did fine that one time. You slipped and went over the line.
I don't like that. Yeah, I'll bowl.
Actually, I made that up, but you really didn't do that. So the fact that you agreed to it just means you're cognitive.
I'm learning. I'm lightening up a little bit as I get a little bit older. So it's I'm not running again, so I'm good. The pictures can get all out there. And Michael, it's fitting that you're on here today, especially because of my friends yesterday who tried to rent their home out mm-hmm. on their own and couldn't make a party last night because they were cleaning up puke and wine and fixing the couch. However, I'm sure they've made some money before, and I just thought that was coincidental. But if someone is thinking about renting out their home, and I'm not just talking about the NFL draft, like mm-hmm.
anything.
And are you Wisconsin based, or where is your focus?
Yeah, so our focus, most of our homes that we manage about 150 homes now. Most of them are in the Door County area, Northwoods. We have homes here in Green Bay. We've actually added some new homes recently to our portfolio here in Green Bay, not just for the draft, but for regular Packer season as well. I know we're working on a remote at one of those again. Come in early December, we'll do another remote like we did, which I thought was a blast.
That was fun.
And we're obviously looking. We have a few homes in Florida. We've got some in Lake Geneva, but our focus is northeastern Wisconsin. And for the time being, we seem like we have a really good thing going here, and we're going to continue to grow that business. But you know, eventually down the road, we'll probably expand a little bit to other parts of Wisconsin. There are some opportunities in other cities.
That home where we had that. Party. It wasn't a party. Whatever we did,
the remote.
Those people love you.
They love us, and they've been great homeowners. And obviously, you know, one of the things is making sure that like I've said earlier, it's not just about taking care of the home. It's making sure that we get the guests in that are going to take care of the property and do the right thing there as well. Yeah, so it's exciting times.
It was funny to run into them. Their kids were in theater, and my kids were in theater. So it was, what are you guys doing now? And they're like, we're renting our home out. And I'm like, we're thinking about doing that too. And they're like, you got to go with Simple Life.
And I think part of this too, Jim, I'll just say this is, we talked about this before. Is we're still working on doing some educational events with the city of Ashwaubenon and Green Bay just to make sure that people really understand what they need to do to get their home rented.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
We want to thank Brittany Merlot, who gave us the weather for the week ahead. John Kramer, what an awesome guy. From the Press Times, talked a story about the victory trip that they took to D.C. And again, Michael, Shannon, and we want to, of course, thank Kate, who's the director of she isn't like a promoter. Marketing and Advancement Coordinator at the Oshkosh Public Museum, celebrating their 100 years.
And thank you, Todd.
Yeah, Todd's always the man.
Thanks, Todd.
It's all good.
You guys have all been great. This has been fun today. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with another great lineup of people and special guests. Thanks for listening. This is Mino and the Mayor with Michael Freeman and Shannon Cohen. Have a good week.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.